Praise the Lord. Two things flow from the side of Jesus. When that Roman soldier pierced him with a sword, what and what came out? Eh? Say it confidently now. Blood and water. Thank you. Blood and water. And it was not for nothing. It was God using that to tell us something about the cross of Calvary. Blood and water flow and touch this earth. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Through what happened on the cross on Calvary, we all know that sin entered the world. All of us, we are condemned when we are separated from God because of what happened on the cross on Calvary, and the law for atonement is without the shedding of blood. There is no remission. And so Jesus Christ, according to John 1:29, became the Lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. Through his blood, we receive redemption. But also, from God, the Lord God caused the earth for Adam's sake. He caused the earth. And that we will have to sweat before we eat. And when anything is cursed, it dies. Nothing fruitful comes out of it. So man has been laboring. But we also know that any plant, any seed that is dead, a plant that is dead, a ground that is not fertile, when you apply water there, what happens? Life comes back. So blood for remission of sin, water, God significantly saying, now this earth is blessed for his redeemed people. So I believe that prosperity is our portion. It flows from the cross on Calvary. Praise God. Don't let anybody preach poverty, preach you to accept a poverty condition. Even if a voice from heaven speaks to you, the spirit that used to talk to you begin to tell you, say, no, you will remain poor forever, like you die. Say, lie. Do you know that even God himself told Hezekiah, set your home in order, it's time for you to come. Hezekiah gave God reason why he can't go. And God changed his mind. Even if a spirit begin to preach to you in your dream, or enter your room, say, I am the Lord God, you your own, you not in a poverty till you go home, because I have a big portion for you in heaven. You go tell and say, are we not the seed of Abraham by faith? Is Abraham not rich here? And is occupying a big portion in heaven? Lie. I don't believe this is the Holy Ghost. Bind that spirit. Chase him out. And claim the benefit of Calvary. There are ministers that specialize in telling people that poverty is your cross. Poverty is not our cross, oh! That's not the type of cross we talk about. Lie. Something that has been settled on the cross on Calvary. Praise the Lord. That is why we are doing this. And our brother Cosmos said so many things. Amen. And I am telling you, I agree with him 100% on those principles. I believe it. And I have discussed with him long enough to know what he believes. You follow what he's saying. Practice it. It worked for him. It will work for you too. Amen. There is a statement that Cosmos kept saying the first day he made it. He made that statement. Yesterday again he made that statement. He said that if it is God that did something, and you come on the same basis before him, needing him to do it, he said, God is obligated to do it. He said, if he does not do it like he did it before, then it means he did it before by mistake. And God does not make mistake. Establishing the fact that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has his principles that he is even bound by them. Praise the Lord. So, is there any question so far? Because on God's principle for prosperity, or maybe anything that man spoke, our brother spoke, you need any further clarity? Yes, please. Let's just take some questions. There is something that I learned from, okay, brother, let me not call his name. After service, he was in my office. And then I was asking somebody's phone number that I know he talks to. And then he said, he doesn't have it. I said, but you talk to him now. He said, brother, my phone is not with me. I said, what happened? And he said, when our brother spoke, there was something he spoke that hit him hard. And when it was time for offering, that he looked all around. Is it 1,000 naira he had in his pocket that he would put for offering for his breakthrough? That's all he had on him. And then he looked around and he said he wanted to make a vow. He said, no, this is not time for vow. He looked at the most expensive thing around him and it was his phone. He said he removed the SIM card and took the phone to the offering box and dropped it there. And he made a statement. He said, brother, he said, when that thing feeling comes upon you to give, give. He said, if you don't give that moment, you postpone it. It now becomes you now and not the Spirit of God. He said, it becomes, you will now be given in the flesh. Each time God wants to open a door for you, there is an unusual decision, a grace, I don't know what to call it, a feeling you have. Do something, do something, do something. When he was saying that he was there and the man preached in those days when he was with the Pentecostals, he said the man preached and he gave all that he had. For the cover, he went that day in the market for their chop money that day. And still, the feeling did not leave him. His latest wristwatch he still bought. He said he still removed it. He still removed it. And went to the offering box and dropped it. That was what challenged our brother. It happens. And then, the feeling was still on him. He said he reached home again. The last bag of rice they have for him and his family to eat. He told his wife, this bag is going to the pastor's house. And it was only after he gave all the thing was pushing to do that peace come upon him. I'm telling you, whenever, wherever you go, whether it's before an individual or in a service like this, anywhere you go, and you feel a prompting to do something, don't delay it. At that moment, something happens. Praise God. And so, when he was telling, I said, so, now you don't have phone. He said, Kai, brother, that is challenge me, Kai. He said, you know what, Namifosa, they talk this thing, I didn't want to let anybody know. I said, I don't know, now because I will call you now, I will not catch you. Praise God. And I had bought a phone to give somebody who was disturbing me that she needed a phone. And so he was sitting down there. I opened my drawer. I had not given to the sister. I opened my drawer and say, I replaced that phone with this one. A brand new one. And the phone I gave him was 10 times better than the one he was even using. He was shocked. He was shocked. I said, that is what giving does. He gave that and got a better one. These principles work. That's what I want to tell you. They work. Praise God.
Church, praise the Lord. Yesterday he was preaching on seed.
Seed.
And we were catching the message on seed. And we, business people, we find out that there's a difference between vow and seed. But actually, you caught him off from finishing the message. So he says something else again. He said something about BMW, something sort of things like that. He ownership of and something like that. So us doing business or trying to start. How do we sow seed? Do we meet a pastor with the cash we have, or how do we sow this seed? Because I didn't get that message very, very well on sowing that seed as a businessman.
No. I think you didn't catch. You know me too. I want to prosper, so I'm a very good student. Oh, I listen very well.
Well, you stopped him. You cut the message.
Stopping him did not stop my understanding.
Yeah, that's what I want to catch now, sir.
I only stopped him. I didn't stop my understanding.
So on that seed, sir, can you please clarify it for me, sir?
What he said is that Genesis, God spoke about the fruit, and all we always think about being fruitful, to be fruitful. He said, you cannot talk of being fruitful until there is a seed. Because it is the seed that produces the fruit. In every fruit, there is a seed. At least I caught that. Praise God.
In every fruit, there is a seed.
There is a seed.
So in every business we are doing, we must sow a seed.
That it is wrong for you to eat all your harvest. And he gave an example of a farmer who, you know, after he has cultivated his seed, part of the harvest, he keeps it for the next season. But if he does not keep some to sow and eat everything, then he will have nothing to sow again. Then he will have no harvest also. Okay. So he's talking about a law of fruitfulness. And that it is not only, I mean, when we talk of seed, and that in us, before God, he said, be fruitful and multiply. It is because he has already kept a seed in us. So he was only speaking to that seed now, to have life and reproduce.
Okay.
And so he is saying that every one of us here, we have seed. And that seed is not only seed for the fruit of the womb. And anything that can benefit you, any potential you have in you is a seed. Every potential you have in you is a seed. And you should allow that potential to become fruitful. That's why he said, there are different types of children. There is the fruit of the womb and there is the fruit of the brain. So there is a brain child. What your brain has produced is your brain child. Ideas. God bless you. Yes.
Church, praise the Lord. That guy question has also answered my own. So I was not going that side. No. No, I'm not going. I'm not confused.
You know, he was rushing. I didn't want him to rush it because I know it is too important. He was rushing it. I wanted him to come where he will take time and dissect it. Now that we are giving it to him as a topic, he will even go deeper in breaking it down for us when next he will come here. You know, Ecclesiastes. Can we open Ecclesiastes chapter 11? Ecclesiastes chapter 11. I think from verse 1 or so. Then I say, something is said there. He said, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Next verse. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8. For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, you see, the clouds have to be full with rain first. Then they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall towards the south or towards the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. And he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. And this verse alone, verse 4, is a serious verse I can talk about. Verse 5, it says, as thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. This is the way he put it, verse 6. Verse 6, he said, in the morning, sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. You see, the emphasis there is seed. Be a giver. And devil want to finish you, he will make you to be stingy. And he will give you every reason. Telling you, opposition from here and here and there, your wife, your husband, your brother, your sister, and things like that. And that's why Christ himself said, when you want to give alms, he said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. It achieves two purposes. One, nobody will know what you have done. So it is between you and God, and then, you know, God is, you don't take any glory. It's not for self-glory. Then secondly, when nobody knows what you are doing, nobody will know how to discourage you. So you make it secret. You must sow. One thing with us is, we that teach, when we teach, we always know it's not all that we follow. But those who follow, we see them. We see their progress. We see how they are changing. It's a law. You can't beat it. You can't make God bend. You can't make him bend. If you like, hey, go to the mountain and fast. Lord, change me this time. Change me this year. Change my situation. I want to build my house this year. I want to do this. And you need... And the Bible said there is nothing you have that you did not receive. And you cannot receive if you don't give. So to have, be a giver. It's a condition of the heart. God bless you. Next person.
Okay, just praise the Lord. My question is that last 2 months, which is June program, so I came here to rebaptize. So after that, so I bought a revelation of 7 seeds and warned your pastor, because where I used to worship, I'm not hearing the kind of message that will affect my life. It's the kind of place whereby even that period I used to even sack Igbo to go sit down comfortable at the church. So am I not feeling anything? Even before you may go to church while your girlfriend is still waiting for you at home. So there is nothing to affect the person, and you will not feel any guilty about that. So until I in my salon, so my pastor dashed me a decoder. So and I was searching, and I discovered Bride TV.
Clap your hands now. So, okay, you are not in Lagos?
No, sir.
Where are you coming from?
I'm from Anambra State.
Anambra people, clap your hands now.
Yes. So since then, even people was asking me whether it was only that channel that is in that particular decoder. So why is it that in the business, in the public like this, I don't like to, at least I should put something that will entertain my customer, that will attract customer to come. And I reply then that any customer that would not want to hear something like this as an entertainment, that means that customer is not permitted to come this place. So when I bought that Revelation of Seven Seed and give it to my pastor for him to change the preaching, the message that is going on in the church, because that place, it was Gio that used to package the message for them. So when they write the message, they will show share the message to all of their branches. So, and I say that because this place now, it was Gio that is writing this one. So this message, the church is not filled with the Holy Ghost. So such message cannot change any life. So as the message cannot change me, I decided to change the church. So,
amen.
So after that, when I changed the church, so there was like begging me as if what happened. So one day the pastor came personally. So I explained to him that I have heard the message. So and there was our Sunday school teacher also, our three of them, then came to me and I explained to them. They said, okay, what was the message? I said, okay, number one, why I rebaptized is that I was baptized before. So, and the Bible says, go and baptize in the name. Even person that doesn't go for primary school is supposed to understand that.
Hey!
It's very clear.
Hey!
So, and...
Hey! A reverend doctor doesn't catch it.
So, I don't understand. They don't understand the meaning. And as the man wants to hear him, I say, okay. The Bible in the book of Matthew 28, verse 19, go and baptize in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. Okay, if you are following your Bible, then you're supposed to pause there and ask, what is the name? What is this name?
Then, a student is teaching his teacher. Church member is teaching his pastor.
Praise the Lord. Now, there's nothing like that. Now, that the meaning of that Matthew chapter 28 and 19, that the meaning, it was out of Apostle 2:38. Now, you open that place. Now, the Bible says you should repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. And every baptism is supposed to be done in that name. And I'll ask them that people that crucified Jesus Christ, are they an unbeliever?
Uh-huh.
It's not the kind of people that don't want to hear that name. And they don't want to do anything in that name. So, they don't answer me that question.
So, you change your church.
So, I change my church.
is practical. From Italy, from Cross So, Ichi from Anambra State. Sister Enemuo says, Shalom Church, I love your teachings and it has changed my life and my household. My question is, my husband wants to travel outside the shores of Nigeria and our pastor told him to sow a seed. He did, but not in the same mission. The pastor said, the seed will not work. Please, sir. Is this true? And is there any form of seed he needs to sow? God bless you.
Ha, ha, ha.